This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Anna. It's quite fitting. The day after the Anna football team wins the D6 state championship, we've got girls hoops action for you this afternoon. Anna hosting Rushi. It should be a fine game. 18-5, Anna by way of record a year ago. Rushi 15-10 on the season this year. Anna 3-1, Rushi 2-2. Anna Rockets with a few more young ladies back who started last year than Rushi, which lost Larissa Poling and Jenna Cordonier, two cogs for that Rushi girls club last season.
Yeah, they've lost some scoring, and they're going to have to figure out a way, you know, to pick that up. It's early in the season, though. You got Ashley Scott, who has been playing since she was a freshman. You've also got Jessica York. She's a 5'10 senior. You got Andrea Monin, who's a 5'4 senior, and Alana Garrity, a 5'7 senior. So they do have some experience, not necessarily in starting, but these girls have played some.
Right.
And I think that as the season goes on and they start figuring out what their role is, they'll be on a better role. They had a tough start to the season playing a couple of tough teams.
We recognize the names of these Anna girls, a lot of minutes logged by them last year in 18-19.
Well, you got Ella Dosick, who has the ability to put 40 on you if you let her. And then you got Mary Landis. You've got Kiplin Rowland. You got Lena Rowland. So you got some size there. The Ambus girl played. She's 5'4". She played quite a bit last year.
Yep.
They've got quite a bit back. They probably would be the favorite today, but they might have that football hangover.
Andy Timmerman, 4-year head coach at Rushi. Jeff Maurer, 3-year head coach at Anna. Anna won both games last year between the two clubs, 45-34 and 54-31. Good crowd on hand for this girls' clash this afternoon on the heels of the state championship victory by the Anna football team yesterday morning. A number of folks a little glassy-eyed,
including me,
from a late night Friday last evening.
But nonetheless, a fine throng of fans here. I had the opportunity an hour ago to talk with both Bart Bixler and Riley Uelskamp and Superintendent Andy Bixler and Athletic Director Mike Muehlfeldt. And, of course, they were all ecstatic. This Anna football team overwhelmed opponents, Chuck, all season long in every imaginable way, including previously unbeaten Springfield yesterday morning. Rockets offensive line largely dominated, creating big gaps, providing excellent blocking up front. The team's stellar backfield combo of D6 All-Ohio selections and Bixler and senior running back Riley Uelskamp proved as difficult to catch and tackle as ever. Springfield found that out yesterday. And the Rockets defense rushed that Springfield quarterback, the fine sophomore, Bo Brungard, and bottled up the team's receivers, stuffed almost every rushing attempt. I don't think Springfield gained a net on the whole day of plus yardage running the ball.
I think they ended up with, like, after sacks, they ended up with like 9 yards total on the ground. Anna was dominant. They started with their toughest game was at Minster for the first round of the tournament, and they beat them by 27. That was the only non-running clock for them in the second half. So that is total domination, and everybody in Division VI has to take their hats off to Anna, because boy, that was as dominant a run through a tournament as I've ever seen a team have.
And there was no defense all year long that could slow down that dynamic duo of hustling, hurrying Riley Uelskamp and shaky, shifty Bart Bixler.
Yeah, there. And they probably got, when they got back last night, they probably tried to find a basketball court to go shoot around.
Yeah, that Anna basketball season starts a few days before Christmas. First league game is a few days after Christmas.
Yeah.
And we've got girls action for you on Tuesday night, tentatively set. Fort Loramie at noon. Knoxville tip-off 7:30 webcast time, 7:10 on Tuesday night from noon Knoxville. Chuck, in talking to both Bart and Riley, they thought New Middletown Springfield was a worthy opponent, but not in the top two or three of opponents they played all year long, maybe outside that group of three, fourth or fifth perhaps. They both agreed Minster was right there, in addition, of course, to Marion Local as a real tough playoff club. Right. That was their most stringent test, as you've alluded, in the postseason. Then obviously Marion Local, which won a D7 title earlier today. That club nipped Anna by 3 points in the regular season, Anna's only loss. But Fort Loramie, Coldwater, Mechanicsburg, I think could all have beaten that team yesterday from Northeastern Ohio. Perhaps New Bremen, Covington could have played with them. But strength of schedule, wow. Entering the MAC in 06, it has paid dividends for this Anna football program, which has been highly competitive over the years, has had bad luck in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was reading the Sydney paper, and I was reading how that, I didn't realize they had gotten beaten 2 years in a row on the last play of the game.
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, these kids could have truly, with a little bit of luck and getting on a roll, could have maybe been playing for their third in a row instead of winning their first one.
Oh, yeah. Luck has a lot to do with it, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
We've got girls action for you this afternoon. As we have noted, we are at Anna. Good crowd on hand. Anna girls, Rushi girls. As previously mentioned, Anna 3-1 and Rushi 2-2 on the year to this point. Anna opened up the campaign with a victory over Bodkins 42-29, beat Fairlawn 49-13, crushed Lehman 53-23, lost to New Bremen 50-38 in the Rockets' last outing. In fact, New Bremen has beaten both of these clubs, and it's going to be very interesting to see how well New Bremen does in the Midwest Athletic Conference. It is a skilled club, a lot of excellent volleyball players on that New Bremen girls basketball team, and they will be a challenge, a handful, in the MAC girls race.
Well, with Minster obviously losing an awful lot of talent on their two-time
defending state championship Division IV. I think the MAC is wide open in the girls' division. Rushi girls won their opener 53-49 over Sydney in overtime, lost to New Bremen by 20, beat Jackson Center 51-19, and in the last outing, Rushi topped Newton 54-21. Ashley Scott has led the team in scoring in three games so far. Let's see. Oh, I missed the loss to Fort Loramie, 71-15. My mistake. Rushi's 3-2, not 2-2.
A lot of teams are going to get that.
Rushi's 3-2, not 2-2. My goof. But Ashley Scott with 17, 15, and 11 has led the Rushi Lady Raiders in scoring on three occasions this year. Rushi has also gotten fine play from Olivia Mormon and Caitlin Monin. Those two young ladies have chipped in, as has Kendall Monin. Hannah's leading scorer in the last contest, a loss to New Bremen, was Ella Dosick, as she fired in 17, made three threes. The inside play of Barhorst has been superb so far. Lauren's led the team in scoring with 16 points against Bodkins in the league opener. We've got the starters and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And that happens to be the voice of Ashley Scott of Rushi, who's in the starting lineup, of course.
I looked down there, and her mouth wasn't moving. She's pretty good.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. It serves Shelby County and the neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of our lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Rettner Road. We also offer services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing Builders has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing and Hoing Builders currently has lots for sale on Rettner Road. And the lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For more info and to start designing your dream home, call Hoing and Hoing Builders 397-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders. Again, it's Rushi 3-2, Anna 3-1. I made my first mistake of the girls' hoop season when I referenced Rushi's record as 2-2. They played 5 to date, having beaten Sydney, Jackson Center, and Newton, losing to Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Anna with a 3-1 mark, also having lost to New Bremen. Anna yet to play Fort Loramie. We'll do our best to cover that upcoming game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
And Ambus, who's playing for Anna today, is not the kicker on the football team.
Starting lineups, home standing Anna, Michaela Ambus, 5'4 senior at guard, Ella Dosick, 5'6 junior at guard, her running mate, Kiplin Rowland, 5'10 senior up front, along with Mary Landis, a 5'6 junior, and Lauren Barhorst in the middle, a 6'2" senior. For the Rushi Club, Jessica York at the post, 5'10 senior. Ashley Scott at a wing, a 5'8 junior. Olivia Mormon, a 5'5 senior. Caitlin Monin, a 5'6 junior. And Ella Haney, a 6-footer sophomore, rounding out the opening five. Tip to start the game won by Anna. Moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Ball pass, top of the circle to Dosik, who finds Barhorst alone inside. She catches and lays it in with the left hand.
I forgot to mention Barhorst in the pregame. She is somebody that could really make them good this year.
Oh, yeah. If she continues her aggressive play from much of last season and goes to the basket strong with that left hand and learns a little bit to shoot with the right around the rim,
yep,
she will be even more effective. Rushi throws it out of bounds on the Raiders' first possession. Anna brings it down the floor, leading 2-0. Here's a quick drive to the rim. Sprinting is Dosik right down the center of the Rushi defense. Left it short off the underneath of the rim. It's touched last by Rushi. Goes out of bounds. We played nearly a minute. 2-0 Anna. Rockets passed in below the basket. Picked off. Nicely done by Haney. Haney on the intercept. Rushi Raiders on the road wearing the blue gold numerals. And at home, white shirts, white shorts, green numbers. Top of the circle, Rushi dribbling with the left hand. It's Olivia Mormon. She goes low on the right to Haney, who tries to put one up, swatted away by Barhorst of Anna. Good block. Comes down to Dosik. Forecourt right to Ambus. The ball loose. It rolls to midcourt. Rushi gobbles it up. Here come the Raiders the other way. And then Ambus gets a fist on the ball and drives it out of bounds. 6.5 to go in the first. 2-0. Anna girls in the lead. Anna 3-1 on the year. Rushi 3-2. Ball inbounded by the Raiders. Low on the left to Monin. Feeds a teammate inside at York. Shot partially blocked, and it goes out of bounds to Rushi.
That was Barhorst again. I'll tell you what, she did a great job of just being tall, putting her hands up and not reaching.
Yeah, she is every bit of 6'2 with those lengthy arms of hers. Plays taller than that. Ball inbounded. Oh, there's that reach by Barhorst as she stuck that long arm of hers out and picked off the pass from below the basket. Anna's got it again. Forecourt right, Ambus through the top of the circle. Far right wing to Dosik. Straight away, ball handed off to Kiplin Roland. Roland, 5'10", senior. Anna dribbling up 2-0. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Shake and bake move by Dosik. Has a little alley down the right side of the lane. Threw it up while drawing the foul, and she is awarded two.
Faked the pass, got the defender to get up on her toes, and then boom, she was by.
And so many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And don't forget Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. One of two free throws by Dosik, and Anna leads 3-0 with 5:49 to go here in the opening period. Rushi dribbling out high, bouncing the ball with the left. Is Caitlin Monin deflected, taken away by Anna. Quickly down the floor, Rockets. 1, 2, 3 passes. Open player, 15-footer left flank by Ambus is off the iron. Rebound skips into the right corner, and it's ruled a tie-up. Rushi possession. Raiders yet to dent the scoring column, down 3-0.
The Raiders put Kate Sherman in. She's a 6'1 freshman, had a nice volleyball year. Want to see what she does on the basketball court?
Yep, sure did. And she will be a better matchup on the inside for Rushi against Barhorst. Sherman stands 6 feet, an inch tall, just a freshman. Barhorst, of course, for the Anna Lady Rockets, a 6'2 senior. Here is Sherman with the ball straight away. Gives it up, gets it back. Outside the arc on the left, it's Olivia Mormon. Right now, Rushi challenged offensively. Here's a telegraph pass picked off on the play by Mary Landis. She darts down the floor for Anna. Out ahead of everybody. Missed it. No good. Rushi got the rebound. Threw it down inside to Sherman. Sherman weaved her way around an Anna player and attracted a two-shot foul. Nice move by Sherman. She knows what to do with it when she gets it that close to the rim.
At her size, she just a freshman. She needs to just learn to put it up on the rim.
And you can bet for head coach Andy Timmerman, Sherman will log a lot of minutes before this year is over. Free throw rattles and comes out. Rushi still yet to score. 3-0 Anna girls. 4:54 left opening period. Second shot, Kate Sherman. 6-1 freshman. Pops that one in. 3-1 our score. Rushi's first point at the 4:54 mark of the first. Slowly, forecourt right, Anna with the ball. It is Dosik. Dosik's pass is picked off on the play by Rushi, then knocked out by Anna. Heads up, defensive maneuver by Olivia Mormon. Rushi guards, very scrappy.
Yeah, they've got a lot of experience. Mormon's played a lot of basketball.
Mormon high left, Ella Haney, ball high overhead. Haney looks for help. Then eventually gives it up on the play to Ashley Scott. Scott dribbles around to the right of the circle. Ashley yet to get a good look at the rim from the perimeter. Here's a lob pass by Rushi. Intended down inside for Kate Sherman. The pass is wide. Anna steals. Quickly up the floor. Rockets. It's Dosik inside the arc. Shooting and scoring from 17. Dosik connects. Can't let her go free.
She has great form on her jump shot.
4-point lead, Anna girls, 5-1. High left, it's Haney on a weave out back to Olivia Mormon. Mormon throws to Kendall Monin. Ball thrown to the right side to Scott. Ball high overhead. Now catching Sherman, foul line. Left wing for a 3-pointer. Open jump shooter, Olivia Mormon. Ball caught the rim. Backboard came down. Hit the rim again. Rebounding foul against Rushi. It's Common. Ball out of bounds to Anna, which leads 5-1. 3:44 left in the first. Needless to say, Rushi without a field goal. Jeff Maurer, third year head coach at Anna, done a fine job. Andy Timberman, fourth year at Rushi. He, too, fine job. Rushi lost last year, Chuck, I think in a sectional final to Legacy Christian.
Yes.
25 feet away on the right with the ball for Anna is Ella Dosik. That was a close game. Rushi was in it right to the buzzer. In fact, it was a buzzer beater which beat him. Inside shot thrown up by Anna. It is bouncing off the rim. Barhorse couldn't get it to fall. And Rushi collects the rebound. Raiders to midcourt. 3:09 left, opening period. Sherman, foul line extended left. On the arc to Caitlin Monin. And Monin loses the ball in the right corner. It's traced down by Ambus of Anna.
That's 6 turnovers now for the Raiders. Way too many.
Up to Dosik. Far left side. It is Lena Roland is in now, 5'9 sophomore. Jumping and shooting a 3-pointer from distance is Dosik. It grazed the front of the rim, came right back to her. She got the rebound, tried to feed Barhorst on the inside, intercepted by Rushi. 2.5 to go, opening quarter. 5-1, and a girl's lead. Straight away with the ball for Rushi is Ella Haney. On a weave to Sherman. Deep right corner, Caitlin Monin. One dribble. Tries to go to the post to Sherman. Ball loose on the floor. And Barhorst covers it up like a fumble in football. And a possession. 2:16 left opening quarter. One staple, Chuck, in Shelby County League girls basketball. Tenacious defense.
Oh, they all play it.
Here comes Dosik to midcourt for Anna. 2:07 left, first period. High left with the ball. It is Kiplin Roland. She gets a screen, drives down the right side of the lane. Good help side defense by Rushi, which shuts the play off. Far left flank. It goes on the play to Landis. Landis pitches to a cutter. Kiplin Roland down the lane. She took steps.
Yeah, she took about 3 trying to make a move.
A minute 53 to go. Opening stanza 5-1 Anna. Again, Rushi yet to net a bucket.
Wasn't as bad as LeBron's travel the other night wasn't called.
Occasionally in the NBA, they get 4 or 5 steps.
Oh, he just walked with it and didn't dribble it. I don't know what was going on.
And then once in a great while, you'll see a college-type traveling called in the NBA for no reason, but usually they give them a lot of latitude. Now, Rushi just misfired on the inside. In fact, the shot went high in the air, propelling from the rim to the top of the backboard, hit a support up above. Out of bounds to the Anna girls, who lead 5-1 with a minute 30 left here in the opening period. Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none. Common foul called against Rushi. Anna will inbounds. For many years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Highly valued is Barker. Customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. A long miss from the right corner by Anna. Rebound Rushi. A minute 15 to go, first period. And here's a little attempt at a give and go. Pass by Kendall Mana. No one home. Intercepted by Anna. Here come the Rockets. Foul line, Mary Landis. Left side of the floor, Kiplin Rowland. A minute to go in the first. On the arc and the weave, it's Landis. Baseline left, Lena Rowland. Ball thrown out on top to Dosick. She fumbled it, got it back. She's being hounded by Kendall Monin. Left flank inside the three-point arc. Shot put up by Ambus, no good. Wow, funny rebound basket is laid in. Was that number four, Hope Bixler?
Hope Bixler, yep.
Hope Bixler in off the bench. 5-3 sophomore. Connects for a deuce for Anna. 7-1 Rockets. Here is Rushi trying to enter to Haney. And it is lost out of bounds. Anna touched it. Rushi touched it. Rockets get it. 27 ticks on the clock here in the first. Anna up 7-1.
9 turnovers, 1 point. Not going to win a lot of games.
So Raiders stymied from the floor without a field goal so far.
They haven't gotten very many shots off.
No. The few looks they've gotten have not been good ones. And the floor play, not clean. Excellent defense by both clubs. High right with the ball, Landis. Gives it up on the play to Kiplin Rowland. Baseline squeezes between two Rushi players and flips it in off the backboard. 9-1 Anna. 6 seconds to go. First quarter. Deep in the right corner, Rushi. It's Jessica York. Gives it up on the play to Haney. Haney leans into a three-pointer with 0.2 seconds remaining in the quarter, and she is hacked on the arm. 3 free throws here for Ella Haney.
That was called a silly foul.
A bailout for sure. Haney's got 3 free ones. Rushi needs these to cut it to 9-4 at the quarter break. Shot good. 0.2 seconds remaining. 9-2, Anna. Second shot, Haney on the way. Yes. Just like the previous one, all net. Here is free throw number 3 for Haney. 1-2 dribbles, pops it home. 9-4, 0.2 seconds remaining. Ball inbounded, Dosick. Quarter concludes. Anna up 5. Rushi without a bucket from the floor. 9-4 Rockets after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Again, Barker Insurance, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number 1, Barker Insurance, 932-492-1857. That's 937-492-1857 for Barker Insurance. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley.
Well, a tie-up results in the opening seconds of the second quarter. It's Anna possession, 9-4 lead Rockets, thanks to three swished free throws by Elahini and Brucci with 0.2 seconds to go in the first. It's a 9-4 Anna lead. Brucci not yet scoring a bucket from the floor. Anna tries to go to Barhorst on the inside, and Brucci pokes it away. Lady Raiders down the floor, a chance to chip off another 2 points of this Anna lead. Here's a drive into the paint area by Ashley Scott. Shot deflected. At least I thought it was touched. It goes out of bounds.
Two referees look at each other, and they both got it wrong. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I thought the shot by Ashley Scott was clearly touched just after it left her hand, but the ball is awarded to Anna. Here is a pass into the post area, laid off to Kiplin Rowland. Ball is volleyballed around. Brucci steals. Quickly down the floor, Ashley Scott. Scott gives it up to a teammate way out on the arc. It's Jessica York. Handoff on the play to Olivia Mormon. A minute gone, second quarter. Brucci down 5-9-4. Chuck without a field goal for 9 minutes. Lucky to be down by only five. Uh-oh, just as I say that, Ashley Scott makes a nifty maneuver, a left-hand drive.
Good left hand right there by Ashley.
Uh-huh, down the side of the lane, and she laid that one in off the glass. Here's Anna under pressure at midcourt, turning it over, over and back.
Now, Brucci changed up defenses. They went 1-2-2, and they came out of in a trap, and Anna didn't recognize. They took it over midcourt and then recognized it was too late.
Yep, well done by Brucci head coach Andy Timmerman for inserting that defense right there. 6:20 left to go, second quarter, 9-6. Anna leads Brucci by three. Raiders, after a poor start, down 9-1, are hanging tough at the moment. It's been a defensive tilt. Here's a lob pass intended on the play by Rushi's Haney down inside for York, easily picked off by Anna. Here come the Rockets. Dosik dribbling through traffic outside the lane on the right. She's knocked down. It's a common foul against Brucci. 2 minutes gone, second quarter.
It's early for the officials in the season, too. Another, all she did was lose her balance and fall. No foul there.
Ball lobbed in by Anna to Barhorst. Flipped back into the lane on the play to Dosik. Then Dosik steps out to the arc with it. Ball rotated near side to Mary Lamis. Into the paint area to Barhorst. Awkward left-handed shot off the mark. But that's because she was displaced down low by the Brucci defender.
Yeah, she got her arm grabbed.
So Lauren Barhorst has two free throws. A chance to push Anna's cushion out to 4 or 5. The lefty dips her knees and rims it out to the right. Anna Rockets 3-1, Brucci 3-2. Anna has lost to New Bremen, Brucci to New Bremen and Fort Loramie. Here is the free throw by Barhorst. Clangs off the iron, the backboard, no. Rebound Brucci. No shame in losing to those two clubs, Fort Loramie and New Bremen. And Fort Loramie will be among the top few in the state in girls Division IV. And New Bremen could be vying for a Midwest Athletic Conference championship this year before it's all over, said and done. Moving screen away from the ball against Anna. Or against Brucci, I should say.
Yeah, they called it on Sherman.
So the last Raiders possession technically results in a turnover. Sherman not stationary as she tried to pick off an Anna player. Rockets possession, 5.5 left second quarter. 9-6 in favor of Anna. Anna Rockets have not scored, Chuck, now in close to 4.5 minutes overlapping these first two periods. Here's an attempted lob inside for Haney, or I should say for Barhorst, clawed away by Haney. Barhorst gets it back, throws it to the jump shooter on the arc. Ambus no good. Rebounding foul, I think, against Barhorst over top.
Yep.
Yeah, Brucci Raiders have weathered the slow start and the storm early in this game.
Yeah, they've got to figure out how to get the better ball movement because they're not getting any good looks at the basket.
Nope. Somehow, some way, Ashley Scott, who's being mirrored by Ella Dosik, has got to get free. Here's Scott in backcourt. 5 minutes left, second quarter, 9-6 Anna. Scott against Dosick, top of the circle, handoff to Haney. Foul line extended right. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Olivia Mormon. Ball weaved straight away to Haney, to Scott. Far left flank, it's Mormon. Dribbles once, twice. Rushi continues to flip it around the top of the circle. Here's Kendall Monin driving in toward the baseline, right of the hoop. Good defense by Anna, which fights it loose. Rushi gets a piece of it last. Out of bounds to Anna. At Kiplin Rowland in for Lena. Lena Rowland out, 5-10 for 5-9. The senior replaces the soft. Ball thrown straight ahead. Foul line, it's Kiplin. Left flank, open shooter for Anna. Long one pumped up there. Bangs off the rim, no good. Kaylee Brewer, who had a hot shooting three-point game earlier in the year, misfires here, and Rushi gets the rebound. Here's a breakaway steal by Dosick. She timed the interception, drove down the floor with the left hand, was crowded near the rim, couldn't get the shot to drop, but she is awarded two.
Well, half a quarter to go, and that is Scott's second foul, so he has to make a decision now.
Anna Rockets have been blanked for close to 7 minutes in this game. Still blanked because the foul shot by Dosick is too hard. Rushi has one field goal, that by Ashley Scott, four free throws, three by Haney. Dosick shoots the second free throw up, a lighter rim, it trickles in there. 10-6, Anna, that breaks a scoring drought of 7 minutes by the Rockets, who still lead, though, by four. Here's Rushi with the ball, foul line extended left is Caitlin Monin. Far right wing, it goes to Haney. Haney flips, foul line extended left to Kendall Mono. Oh, a baseline drive is a beauty. All the way to the rack, up and good. Nifty play, Kendall Monin for Rushi, which climbs back within two. 10-8 after once being down 9-1 very late in the first quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Kaylee Brewer for Anna into the post to Barhorst. Baseline right, Michaela Ambus. Cross-court Brewer, shot fake. Dribble drive, stops, being hounded. Gives it up on the play to Kiplin Rowland down inside to Barhorst, who shook free, and she hits it for two. Good entry.
I don't think they have an answer for that if they just go ahead and work the ball.
Right.
Try to get the ball to Barhorst.
12-8, Anna up four. Anna's first field goal in close to 8 minutes in this game. Rockets up four, down to three to go here in the second quarter. Cross-court pass by the Rushi Raiders off the fingertip of a blue shirt. Out of bounds to Anna.
14 turnovers.
Here comes Anna to the timeline. Bouncing the ball, Ella Dosick outside the arc on the right. Michaela Ambus whips it off in the play to Kaylee Brewer. Brewer dribbling. Baseline right to teammate Kiplin Rowland.
Who took three steps to get out of the lane without dribbling.
Yep, Raider fans thought there was a turnover. Could have been. 2.5 left, second quarter. Barhorst foul line. Open player right wing, Ella Dosick. Sets and shoots a three-point bomb. No good off the flange. Long rebound is tied up. 2:24 to go here in the second quarter. 12-8, Anna by four over Rushi. And we have a timeout called by the Lady Raiders. Andy Timmerman signals for it in backcourt. Four-point lead and a late second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Another new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Reese Myring has major business clients it served for 25 years. CPAs are on staff. Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business setups. Thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Myring in Fort Loramie can serve your business efficiently, whether you are close by or far away. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants, phone Kevin Myring, 937-295-3813, 295-3813. Well, an attempted block shot by Rushi in the lane, defending Michaela Ambus after Rushi missed down to her left. Fouled in the act of shooting was Michaela, who lofts in the free throw to give the Anna girls a 13-8 lead with a minute 53 to go here in the second period. Rushi substituting. Caitlin Monin out. Elena Garrity in. Elena, 5'7", senior forward. Ambus sinks them both. Anna's lead is 6, 14-8. After Rushi had closed within 9-8. And dribbling in backcourt, Rushi, nearly a steal by Dosik, out of bounds. It is off Anna. Rushi Raiders inbounding right in front of the Rushi bench. Eight players in backcourt at the moment.
They're in trouble with Scott not being able to be out there to handle the basketball.
She is on the bench with, what, two personal fouls?
Two fouls, yep.
Here's Rushi, dribble drive into the lane. Rushi might have walked. In fact, that could have been the ruling. Bounce pass by Rushi, Aaron. It also went out of bounds and a possession.
Why did he call it a kick and then call it a travel?
I'm confused.
Maybe he's not a very good official.
They gave the signal for what I thought was a kick.
That's what he said. Kick, ball, travel.
And it was a kick by the defense, was it not?
Yeah.
And the offense was penalized. Anna Ball with a minute 28 to go. First half, Rushi deflects into backcourt, and the Rockets track it down. It's Michaela Ambus dribbling up the floor against Kendall Monin off to the left side of the court. And Rushi reaches in to stab it out of bounds. A minute 20 left in the second. Anna gets a timeout. 14-8, Lady Rockets over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Anna Rockets inbounds deep into the left corner to Kiplin Rowland. 6-point lead for the home team, Anna. Wearing white from top to bottom, green numerals. Rushi Raiders, blue shirts, blue shorts. gold numbers. Here is Anna penetrating the lane. Loose ball scooped off the floor by Lauren Barhorst. She banks it in. She cracked on the elbow as she lays it through, and she's got a three-point play opportunity.
Talked to Kyle Bachman last night, ran into him at 311 there in Piqua. He had Jackson Center earlier, and he said that team is the real deal. He said the Riker kid had a tremendous game, and he has just improved a bunch. So looking forward to seeing Jackson Center.
Yep, he is a stud. In fact, last night Jackson Center held, I think, Houston under 20.
17.
Under 20 points for the Houston boys. The result of Jackson Center's great defense. That's a constant. Both free throws made by Barhorst. Here's a quick two-point jump shot inside the arc from the right flank. Good by Olivia Mormon. So Barhorst sinks a couple free ones for Anna, and then Rushi counters with a field goal from the floor. That's what, bucket number two for Rushi?
Three.
Three field goals for Rushi, 10 points. Anna attacks up 17 to 10. Half minute to go in the second. Here's Barhorst out in the arc. Hits a cutter through the lane. It's Dosik. She tried to shovel it up, but Rushi got a mitt on it and pounded the ball out of bounds. 7-point lead, Anna Girls. Ball lobbed in, top of the circle. Hope Bixler has it. Outside the arc on the right, Ambus. Ambus on the bounce with the left. Back to Bixler. Ball high overhead. Hope looking. Sends between the rings to Lena Rowland. Down to 12, 11. Here's Ambus to Dosik straight away. Down to 6, 5, 4. Here's Lena Rowland. On top, Bixler. Foul line extended left. Tried to shoot. Haney crammed it. Haney's got the ball. Buzzer sounds. That's it. First half in the books. Defensive tussle. Poor start, Barushi, which didn't score for nearly 5 minutes. Went without a field goal for the longest time. Beyond the first quarter, in fact, without a bucket. But Rushi still within shouting distance, 17-10. Anna Girls lead Rushi at the half here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. A couple of Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And the Francis Schulte Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulte, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulte, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com, and we thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulte. 7-point lead, Anna Girls at the half. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Rushi has a 10-4 rebounding advantage, which is kind of strange since they've been dominated a little bit. They have no offensive rebounds. Anna has two. 7 turnovers for the Rockets. The Raiders have turned it over 16 times, way too many for a half.
5 of 9 from the free throw line for the Rockets, 4 of 5 for Arushi, individual scoring. The Rockets are led by Lauren Barhorst with 7. Ella Dosik has 4. Then they got 2 each from Bixler and Ambus and Kiplin rolling. They scored 9 and 8, 17 for the first half. Arushi led by Ella Haney with 3 free throws at the end of the first quarter. She has 3, and then 2 from Kendall Monin, 2 from Olivia Mormon, 2 from Ashley Scott, a free throw from Kate Sherman. They scored 4 and 6, and they trail at 17 to 10 at the half.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Underwriting our halftime segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, we highlight seniors, fine academic students who are also quality players on the court. This part of our halftime presented to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. And as we look at the rosters of these two clubs, each team fairly young. A lot of 9th, 10th, and 11th graders dot the rosters of both Anna and Rushi girls. Seniors for Anna include Michaela Ambus, Kiplin Rowland, and Lauren Barhorst. That's right, Chuck. Ella Dosik, only a junior. She was playing ball as a 9th grader.
Yep.
So 1, 2, 3 seniors for Anna for the Rushi Raiders. The 12th graders include Olivia Mormon, Elena Garrity, Andrea Monin, and Jessica York. Just 4 seniors for the Rushi girls. Recognized here today by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back to Anna High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at intermission, 17-10. Anna girls lead Rushi. Tentatively, we have scheduled for you on Tuesday night, Fort Loramie girls at New Knoxville, 7-10 webcast time. This coming Friday night, Shelby County League boys action at Fairlawn at Botkins. And then this Saturday night, New Bremen boys on the road at Fort Loramie. First opportunity to see head coach Corey Britton's basketball team after Spencer Wells, head coach of football, took his club on the gridiron into the playoffs, dropping a heartbreaker to Marion Local in OT in the second round of the regional.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they hang on and win that game, and we might have been celebrating a Fort Loramie state championship this morning.
Yep, no doubt about it, because I just saw a text from Spencer, who sadly noted for me that Marion Local outscored its last three opponents in the playoffs, 95-12. After dropping the over, after Fort Loramie dropped the overtime tilt to Marion Local, 24-21, the Flyers then streaked and out-totaled opponents in the regional championship game, state semi, and state championship today, 95-12, beating Lucas today, 28-6. To cap off state title number 11 for Marion Local, I think, in the last 21 years.
That's pretty impressive.
All under head coach Tim Goodwin.
Pretty impressive.
And, of course, that win by Anna yesterday in the D6 state championship at Canton was the eighth time for a different school to win a state title for a MAC team. I may have said that in the backwards way, but MAC schools have now won eight state football championships, Anna being the eighth yesterday. That's uncanny from one league. It's hard for me to imagine any other state of the 50 being able to make that statement, Chuck.
Right.
Eight teams from one league have won state titles? Crazy. They'll leave it to the MAC, Midwest Athletic Conference, a powerhouse in football, as demonstrated this weekend. Anna obliterating its opponent, New Middletown Springfield, by a score of 48-14 to take the D6 championship yesterday. And Marion Local knocked off Lucas comfortably today, 28-6, to take the D7 state title this morning. But quickly scoring underway to start the third quarter. Lauren Barhorst gets the ball in the post for Anna, and she pivots and banks home a lefty to make it a 19-10 game.
Yeah, she had a nice rebound and a good putback.
Outside the arc, high left, it's Anna with the ball. It's weaved on the play to Dosick. Dosick gives it up to Ambus. Now to Barhorst coming out to catch. 25 feet away on the left, it is Landis. Ball knocked away. Kiplin Roland goes into backcourt to gobble it up. Hands to teammate Ambus. Nearly a tie-up by Rushi. That's what it's called. Heads-up play, Jessica York. That's a turnover because Rushi gets it. Alternate possession. 19-10, Anna, which is led by as much as 9-1 in this game before Rushi closed it to 9-8 early in the second. Here's a foul in the half court. Rushi had possession, holding foul against the Lady Rockets. Lady Raiders throw in beneath the basket. Caitlin Monin to Haney. Haney dribbles to the bottom of the key. Hands off to Jessica York. Awkward shot in the paint area. Tried to loop it up over Barhorst. It was way short. Rushi got the rebound back. Scrappy play by Caitlin Monin. She's fouled while shooting the rebound. 6:39 to go, third quarter, 19-10, Anna girls over Rushi. Foul shots, Caitlin Monin. Around the rim and out to the left, no good. three field goals in this game for Rushi. Anna's got how many, Chuck? Half dozen at least.
Four, five, six, seven.
So 10 field goals in this game, which has been dominated by two very tenacious defenses. Monin missed the second free throw. Barhorst scrapping for the rebound for Anna. Had to go off her fingertips out of bounds. Rushi plays it in below the rim. Ball pitched into Ashley Scott. Open, long three-pointer. Missed it, a little heavy on the shot. But Rushi got the weak side rebound. It goes inside to Haney. Anna pried it loose, then tied it up. Arrow favors Anna. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Yeah, again, Chuck, I just cannot believe the Midwest Athletic Conference, which is a 10-school football league, has had eight different schools win state championships on the gridiron.
Well, they need to really get Parkway and New Bremen to pick up the pace.
Right. 2 minutes gone, second half, Anna up nine. Baseline right, Landis hits a cutter down the lane, shoveled toward the rim by Lena Rowland. Not good, but she neatly picked up a two-shot foul. Good movement by Anna.
Yeah, great ball movement. They went low, and then she rolled down the lane and got hammered on the shot.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors. They include the likes of American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Marker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, could not have gotten off the ground without the help of Local. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, plus the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. One of two free throws made by Anna. Rushi attacking. Ball thrown to York outside the lane. Maneuvers in the paint area. Pushes one up from 10 feet. Off to the right, no good. Rebound slapped out by Rushi. Anna's defense continues to be so sticky, Rushi can't get a clean look at the hoop. 5:40 to go in the third. Dosik and Scott both have had shots difficult to find in this game. A couple of fine perimeter players for each team. But obviously both defenses keying on those two young ladies. Here's the ball knocked out of bounds in the Anna half court. Head coach Andy Timmerman of Rushi gets a timeout. Score is doubled. Anna 20, Rushi 10. 2.5 gone third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Don't forget Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Go to Goffney for your dining and living room furniture, bedroom furniture, office space, recreational areas. Always a new inventory of furniture on display at Goffney. Here's Anna, offensive set, player out of control. It's Dosik. She went gliding into the lane, and kerplunk, she ran into a blue jersey.
She saw she was going to make contact, so she made it worse by dropping a shoulder. She wasn't going to get any call there.
Nearly 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Rushi yet to get a field goal in the second half so far after going the first better than 9 minutes without a bucket in this game. Here's Haney, foul line. Got a good pass from Scott. Missed it. Ashley Scott, rebound. Yes. Rushi with a bucket here in the second half to trim it to 8. Ashley Scott now with two fielders for the Lady Raiders. Here is Anna down the floor, foul line, Lena Rowland. Ball flipped right flank to Kaylee Brewer, open for a 17-footer, bingo. Kaylee Brewer's on the button with a shot. And the lead for Anna, 10, 22-12. 4:28 to go, third quarter. Far left wing Scott, foul line Haney. Outside the arc of the right, Kendall Monin Ferrucci into the paint area. dumps it off to Haney. Pass not crisp, intercepted by Ambus. Long throw for Dosik, touched by Rushi, goes out of bounds. 4:15 remaining here in the third quarter, 22-12. Anna leads Rushi by 10. Anna Lady Rockets 3-1 entering the game. Rushi 3-2. Each with setbacks to New Bremen. Rushi's lost to Fort Loramie. Ball fired into Barhorst. Throws in backcourt to Kiplin Rowland. She can't control. It goes beyond the center line, and that is a turnover. Ball will be inbounded far side of the floor, by Rushi's Kate Sherman. Sherman back in, 6-1 Frosch. Gives it up to Olivia Mormon. She goes behind the back against Ambus. Mormon on the drive, all the way to the rim. Yes, Olivia Mormon scooting right past a couple of white shirts. Well done by Olivia. Rushi down 8. 3:50 left in the third. Baseline left, Kiplin Rowland goes below the rim. Ball lost, scooped up off the floor. Shot missed by Barhorst, but she was bumped as she laid it up there. She's awarded 2. 3:46 to go in the third quarter. Anna Girls up 8, 22-14 over Rushi. Pair of shots, Lauren Barhorst dips the knees, rattles it in. She missed 2 earlier at the stripe. Lead is 9 now for Anna.
2 for 4 from the line. She has 10 points.
Second shot, Barhorst, little strong. A little too much oomph on it. Off the back iron, rebound Lady Raiders, who are down 9. Scott in backcourt. Tries to shed the tight defense from Dosik. Ball thrown to Olivia Mormon, available. 3-point shot, glanced off the iron, no good. Rebound Anna. Here's Dosik zipping up the floor, off into the right corner. Throws it out back to Michaela Ambus, right back to Dosik. Anna up 9, just over 3 to play in the third. Ball caught by Kaylee Brewer. Now collected by Kiplin Rowland, it goes baseline, shut down. Gives up her dribble. Rushi fights it loose, close call. Nearly rolled down the body of Kiplin Rowland. I'm not so sure, Chuck. I might have given that to Rushi.
Yeah.
Inbounding baseline left, or I should say side court left, is Ella Dosik for Anna. Flips into Kiplin, right back to Dosik. Being checked by Kendall Monin. Dosik swerves, top of the circle. Herky-jerky move, foul line. Gives it up to a teammate. It goes baseline right. 2:50 to go third quarter. Pass out on top to Kiplin Rowland. And head coach Jeff Maurer sees his offense getting a little stagnant. It's a timeout. 2:49 left, third quarter. Anna by 9 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, late in the third quarter here at the Anna Gym. Anna girls by 9 over Rushi. Oh, what a celebration yesterday. Division 6 state championship of the Anna football team, which clobbered New Middletown Springfield 48-14 to take the title. Here's a steal by Rushi. Ashley Scott heads down the floor, pulls up foul line, missed the 15-footer, rebounding foul against Rushi.
That's third one on Ashley. She had a real good look at it, just shot it just a little hard.
2:27 to go, third period. Anna football team was outstanding all year. Every win but 2 via the continuous clock mercy rule. Oh, what a drive by Anna, splitting a couple defenders. Kiplin Rowland, not sure how she got that shot to go in, Chuck. A lot of contact. She knifed her way between a couple blue shirts. flipped it up there with a lot of spin on it. It hit the backboard, crawled over the rim, went down and in, and she was fouled. And that is the biggest lead of this game for Anna, 11, matching 20-10 a short while ago. Free throw, hits the back rim, way up in the air, comes down, hangs on the front, and she will take it. Kerplunk, it fell through.
Anna did well. They got the they had the older one. They got the Roland sisters, three of them, came from Sydney.
Yes.
And that's been helpful for their program.
Oh, yeah, nice length, good size. Midcourt with the basketball. Olivia Mormon for Rushi, which needs a spurt. Final 2 minutes, third quarter. Left side pass. Andrea Mana now in. 5'4 senior guard. Hits the cutter. Haney right down the pike to the rack. Up and good.
Man, that's a nice move. And she went over top of Barhorse that time.
And I've been impressed by sophomore Ella Haney.
Me too.
She's got savvy. She knows how to play this game. Tell you what, the future bright for Rushi. Some young talent on display here. Sherman, a freshman. Haney, a sophomore. Now, Ashley Scott's only a junior, so she's back next year. Here's a long three-pointer by Ambus. It rattles in and out for Anna. Rebound, stick back, up and in. Barhorse nails it for two. 28-16, Anna by 12. Minute 20 left here in the third quarter. Midcourt, Kendall Monin. On these two rosters, as we noted during our halftime break, brought to you by LaCal Equipment, only seven seniors. Deep in the left corner, Olivia Mormon. Foul line to Haney. Open look. It is off the front rim gently. Loose ball rebounding foul against Rushi. Anna's Kaylee Brewer will bring it down. Hope Bixler on the floor for Brewer. Again, if you missed it, Marion Local victorious 28-6 over Lucas to take the Division 7 state championship in Ohio high school football. And of course it was celebration day in Canton yesterday and throughout Anna and Shelby County all yesterday evening as Anna blitzed New Middletown Springfield 48-14 to take the D6 championship. Fouled in the act of shooting, Lauren Barhorst for Anna. She's at the stripe, pushes it up, switch. 29-16 Anna girls. That now is the biggest spread in this game. You know, Chuck, where the Anna football team made a huge difference from last year to this year was defense. Almost 100 yards less per game given up and one touchdown less per game given up. Those seniors really bought into playing defense. Head coach, or I should say defensive coordinator, Brian Reok really got it done on the defensive side of the ball this year.
Yeah, they were. And I mean, they had Luthman, they had Minnick. You just go right down the line. They had studs.
Well, I asked Brian Reok what was the key to defense this year. He said three. Minnick, Luthman, Hulskamp.
Yeah. Hulskamp had a huge interception to start the third quarter yesterday. Yeah.
In fact, he had two total.
Yeah, but he had the pick six, though, really put a – because there was a little momentum switch.
Yeah, sure was. Well, Lauren Barhorst just canned a couple of free throws for Anna. Here's a drive down the lane by Kendall Monin of Rushi. Shot no good. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball thrown ahead by Anna, which garnered the rebound. Ball flipped way down the floor to Michaela Ambus. Struck out of bounds by Rushi. 20.9 to go third quarter. Anna up 14. Ball inbounded out high to Kiplin Rowland. Left side pass goes to Michaela Ambus. Ambus on the bounce, 25 feet away, dribbles, foul line, into the lane, late dish on the play to teammate Kiplin Rowland, layup is good. Nice ball distribution, unselfish play, quickly final second, third quarter, long three-pointer Rushi, Kendall Monin short, and the third period is closed. And that one belonged to the Rockets, who are up 16, entering the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna 32, Rushi Girls 16, as we begin play here in the fourth quarter. Yeah, 22 superb seniors on that Anna football roster this year. Yeah, they were outstanding, both offensively, defensively, special teams as well. Anna racked up 375 total yards of offense yesterday. And they had four takeaways, recovering a couple fumbles. The two picks by Uhlskamp, as we noted just a moment ago. New Middletown Springfield had a grand total of nine penalties, five of which were offensive procedure calls. As down on the hardwood floor here at Anna, timeout called, opening 9 seconds of the fourth period. Chuck, what was that all about?
Yeah, they got him trapped in the corner, and he got his timeout called.
7:51 left in the fourth, 16-point lead for the Anna girls. A quote from New Middletown Springfield head coach Sean Guerrero: Anna's a great football team, and when it comes down to it, I said all week that it was going to wind up being a victory for the team that made the least mistakes, not necessarily the team that made the most plays. Well, I'll tell you what, Anna made the most plays and the least mistakes, both.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot better players.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Oklahoma won in overtime.
Okay, overtime victory, Oklahoma over Baylor. So unless Georgia beats LSU, Oklahoma likely climbs into the fourth spot.
They will be number four
in the football playoffs. Of course, given wins by Ohio State and LSU,
they're both in. Whether it win or lose, they're both in.
Right. We played 40 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Anna girls with a 16-point lead after the timeout. Rockets have the ball top of the circle after a Rushi turnover. On a weave for Anna, it's Lena Rowland in. Now out near the timeline to Dosik. Ball deflected. It went just over the center line. No over and back. But then finally, it's tied up. Arrow favors Rushi. Mark Bixler ran for a game high 168 yesterday, two touchdowns, 18 carries. Riley Uhlskamp, 146, three TDs, 17 carries. Bixler, 3 of 5 throwing, 51 yards and a touchdown. I tell you what, passing the football, Chuck, that was about as proficient a season throwing the football as you could ever have for a high school program.
Yeah, and they ran a perfect play action in the fourth quarter, and the young man dropped it, or they would have had another about 45-yard touchdown.
6:45 left to go. Rushi with a mistake down to a right. Anna girls have it back, leading the 16 with 6.5 to go in the fourth. Here's a weave out front. Dosik, who dropped the ball. Rushi picked it up. York streaks the other way. Good for two. Jessica York, the 5'10 senior forward for Rushi, generates a bucket. 32-18, 14-point lead for Anna. That new Middletown Springfield coach, Chuck, said both Anna backs are really good. It all starts, though, with their O-line and D-line. Their O-line was outstanding. You could see that on tape. We knew we were going to have a big challenge trying to block and tackle them. And that's an understatement.
Yeah.
Never did get it done, did they?
Well, the problem is when you don't play anybody all year, when you finally get run into a team, it's just really tough to adjust.
And Mark Bixler said it best when he noted Riley and I make a lot of plays, yeah, but we couldn't do it without our O-line. We've also had great perimeter blocks all year long. Blocking takes us where we want to go, game in, game out.
Yeah, it would really be tough if they snapped the ball to you and then just stood there. You would really have a problem.
Rushi Girl shooting a couple free throws with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Shot in and out, no good. As York couldn't get it to fall. Back in for Rushi is Kate Sherman. Second shot, York. A little too much mustard on it. The long rebound, volleyballed right back to York. Hands to a teammate who drives. Wraparound pass on the inside for Kendall Monin. Shot deflected. Tug of war for it. Jump, arrow favoring Anna, which leads 32-18, 5:46 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Ashley Scott has sat for some minutes in this game with early foul trouble, and if she can't go 30 out of 32 minutes and generate double figures, it's going to be hard for Rushi to score unless York and Sherman are getting points in the paint. Here's Anna, dribble drive into the lane area. Then a ball thrown on the arc to Kaylee Brewer, who misfires on a three-pointer. Rushi's got the rebound. Down 14. Quickly, Lady Raiders down the floor, Olivia Mormon. Left side pass, Kendall Monin. Ball thrown to the middle, Barhorst steals. Anna's got it back. We near the five-minute mark, fourth quarter. 32-18, Anna. This 14-point spread is the Lady Rockets' biggest. On the arc, Kiplin Rowland fakes right, goes left. Deals to Ambus. Dribble drive into the paint. She got the advantage of a moving screen thrown by teammate Kiplin Rowland. Kiplin
just was standing there. I'm not sure where what he saw.
Yeah, she stared to the ceiling. Was that really on me? Yep, it's a foul on Anna Rushi possession. 32-18. Both teams in the one and one. 16 fouls on Anna, 7 on Rushi. Outside the arc on the right, it's Haney. Cross-court pass to Scott. Dribble drive into the lane. Barhorst checks her. Ball slapped free. Barhorst gets it.
Yeah, she needs to figure out a way to get that up towards the rim.
Midcourt with the ball. Dosik for Anna. Ball dumped down inside for Barhorst. Punched away nicely by York. Ball poked up in the air. York's got it. Long throw down the floor for the Rushi Raiders, and it is jammed out of bounds into the Rushi bench by Michaela Ambus. Inbounding is Ella Haney. She gives it up, gets it back. Rushi throws it on top. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. And a girls lead by 14. Left side pass to Caitlin Monin. Looks in the middle. Goes ahead of the key to Jessica York. Right side throw, Mormon. Oh, nice dish down inside for York. She got position, banked it home. Good play. Jessica York pops one through. Fine pivot play by York. 32-20. Anna by 12. Rushi pressuring out high. Barhorst free down low. Catches. Missed the gimme. Rebound Rushi. Four-court right, Haney. Goes below the backboard. Three-point shooter, Scott, far left corner, rimmed it. Rebound, York. Scrap for the loose ball. What has been ruled? It is a jump. Arrow favors Rushi down to her right. That last shot by Ashley Scott, Chuck, was below the rim and somehow crept out of there.
She's got to be able to get a point and a half for that.
Yeah. Scott, left corner, open look again. It is no good. High off the back iron. Anna can't control the board. Rushi possession. 3:27 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Baseline right of the bucket. Rushi will trigger it. It is Caitlin Monin trying to find a teammate. Airmails one out back. Ball thrown on the play to Olivia Mormon. She deals into the post, picked off by Anna Fowl, backcourt York of Rushi. 1-1 for the Anna girls. Up the next encounter for Anna is at Houston 1 week from today. No games during the week for Anna. Meanwhile, the Rushi girls, likewise, no games during the week. Playing home to Botkins next Saturday afternoon. Free throw swished up and in. Foul shot on the money, but Kiplin Rowland. Anna girls play at Fort Loramie Saturday, December 21st. Free throw good. Both of them a pair drain, but Kiplin Rowland. The lead swells back to 14 for Anna with 3:15 left in the fourth quarter. Anna girls a week from Monday play at New Knoxville, by the way. And then a tough week right around Christmas time at Fort Loramie on the 21st. Home with Versailles on the 26th at Waynesville on Saturday, December 28th for the Anna girls. Shot missed by Rushi down to her right. Anna has it, forecourt left, leading by 14 with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul line, Kiplin Rowland. Ho finds a teammate loose beneath the basket. Reverse layup at Dandy. Mary Landis got the goal. York baseline right for Rushi, which trails by 16. York gives it up on the arc to Mormon, to Haney. Left side pass, Scott. Popping out to catch is York. 2:20 to go. Anna's lead, 16, the biggest. Here's a drive by York on the run. Loops it up, short. Rebound, Barhorst, Anna. Here come the Rockets to midcourt. Ambus makes an errant throw. Tried to hit Kiplin Rowland. Taken away by York. And York on the dribble, can't hang on. Anna possession, 2 minutes left here in the fourth. Anna girls lead at 36-20. Anna Lady Rockets about to advance to 4-1 on the year. Rushi to drop to 500 at 3-3. Top of the circle, Kiplin Rowland, left side to Barhorst. Anna spreads the floor a bit. Dosick, here's Kiplin, loose underneath Barhorst. Little left-hand push shot. It danced off the iron. She got the rebound back and then threw it away. A collision develops. Let's see what's been called. I think it's on Anna.
Better be.
1:44 to go, fourth quarter. And Rushi will shoot the 1-1 down to our right. At the stripe for the Rushi Lady Raiders. Shooting the free throw and connecting is Kendall Monin, 5'3" junior guard. Rushi gets a timeout called by head coach Andy Timmerman. It's a 15-point game. Anna on top. Minute 44 to go in the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Oh, enjoy that pork chop special tonight at Brookins. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops cooked up for you by Carl Arns and his cuisine chefs at Brookins, 10 Elm Street. Brookins-pub.com. Join them on Facebook. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Outstanding food. Can't be beat. New underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. It has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. Both free throws by Rushi good. One before the timeout, one after, 36-22. Was I correct in saying both foul shots made, Chuck?
I think they made one.
One of two. My mistake. Minute 20 left here in the fourth. Kiplin Rowland foul line for Anna. which leads by 14 points, 36-22. Rockets trying to put the ball in the deep freeze at the moment. Outside the arc on the left, it's Mary Landis throwing to Ambus, to Kiplin Rowland. Pitch and catch, Michaela Ambus, and Mary Landis on the left side of the floor. Landis has it within 10. Little jump shot from there, danced off the iron. Rebound, Ashley Scott Rushi, which is down 14 with 50 seconds to go. That's Hoying and Hoying Builders, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots, located northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. Hoying and Hoying offering services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among its current employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier builders in the area. Hoying and Hoying is also currently looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'll be working with the highest quality craftsmen in the area. For information, call 937-394-7144. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. Lady Rockets dribbling out the waning seconds. We're under 10 to go in the fourth. Anna up 14, 36-22. And that is going to do it. Head coach Jeff Maurer in his third year at Anna, and his Lady Rockets defeat Rushi by 14 points, 36-22. Two fine head coaches. They have done splendid jobs with these programs. Jeff Maurer, 3 years at Anna. Andy Timmerman, 4 years at Rushi. Anna Rockets now advanced to 4-1. Rushi, 3-3 on this young season. As I mentioned, both teams in action again next Saturday. Anna is at Houston. Rushi entertains the Botkins girls. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com, tentatively set for Tuesday night at 7:10, tip-off 7:30, Fort Loramie girls at New Knoxville. Boys action, webcast time 7:10, next Friday and Saturday. Fairlawn at Botkins on Friday, New Bremen at Fort Loramie on Saturday. And again, so many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor on Scores Broadcast that could not have gotten things underway back in 2006 and 7 without the help of LaCal Equipment. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Jason Meyer, all the staff and associates at AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Longtime sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. We commend and thank U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, as I noted, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And don't forget Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Great array of furniture always on display at Goffney, and you'll also find your perfect fitting mattress at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, Route 47, Michigan Avenue, west of I-75 in Sydney. Chuck, Anna Rockets led from start to finish, limiting Rushi without a field goal for close to 10 minutes in this game at the start. Rushi did trim it back to 9-8, and then I think the final spread in this game, 36-22, was the widest margin for Anna all afternoon long.
Yeah, Rushi just really didn't find a way to consistently get the ball towards the basket. So, and you know, Anna wasn't really great offensively, but they had Kiplin Rowland and Lauren Barhorst at 5'10 and 6'2. They scored 23 of the 36 points. They did a pretty nice job on Dosik. They held her to 4. Clancy's players of the game for Anna, I'm going to go with Lauren Barhorst. And on the Rushi side, I'm going to go with Ella Haney. I thought she had a pretty good game.
Yep, sure did. Those are our two Clancy's winners. Clancy's Restaurant, Sydney, Walpock Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Two pretty young girls' basketball teams played here today. Anna victorious over Rushi, 36-22. Anna started two seniors, or I should say, three seniors, two juniors. Those seniors, the only ones on the entire roster, though. Rushi, four seniors on the entire roster, started a pair of 12th graders. Keep in mind, good height in the wings, couple of fine young players. Ella Haney, 6 foot soft. Kate Sherman, 6'1 freshman. So the future is bright for the Rushi program for certain. And as I mentioned, Anna with just three seniors on the entire roster. Ella Dosik, just a junior. Seems like she's been playing forever, Chuck.
Yeah, she's that good.
We look forward to our next webcast of girls basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's tentative. We would like to cover New Knoxville hosting Fort Loramie on Tuesday night from the New Knoxville gym, sometimes referred to as the barn. And we've got a good crow's nest view up behind one backboard at the far end of the floor. But we'll try to make that certain on Monday. That's a tentatively scheduled game on Tuesday night. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10, Fort Loramie at New Knoxville. And next Friday night, it's Fairlawn on the road at Botkins. Boys game, 7:10, webcast time next Saturday. It is New Bremen and Fort Loramie boys action, 7:10 once again. And county boys play last night, easy victories for Fort Loramie over Rushi and Jackson Center over Houston. The Fort Loramie-Rushi difference, I think, was 11 in the end. And Jackson Center put the defensive whammy on Houston.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it, Chuck. Thoughts about today's girls basketball game? Both teams have got growing potential throughout the year, and I'm sure we'll be much stronger by the time January and February roll around.
Yeah, I think maybe Anna's got has got a little more upside. Everybody's going to be chasing Fort Loramie, though, so they need to win the games that they can.
Again, Olivia Mormon, Jessica York, the only two seniors who start for Rushi. Ashley Scott, like Ella Dosik, just a junior. Both of them have been playing forever, it seems.
Yep.
Anna's got to continue to figure out ways to get the ball inside to Lauren Barhorst, because she could be a force by the season's end. The 6'2 senior really came on strong last year as a junior. Ron Mooney is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at Anna. Anna Rockets, the D6 state football champions, having beaten New Middletown Springfield yesterday, 48-14 in Canton. And here today, the Anna girls top Rushi by a final of 36-22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.